60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. But first, chances are if you're snorting something up your nose, it's probably not very good for you.
Whoa, yeah.
Unless, nope, I can't think of a reason.
But now things are finally changing because a brand new product has just made its way from Europe over to the United States, and it's meant to go straight up your nose. It's called Coco Loco, which is 100% snortable chocolate.
To skip straight to chocolate in an IV, but this will work.
Basically, it's processed cocoa powder that you snort either through a straw or through a dirty dollar bill off the back of a toilet seat in a club bathroom. But that's just how I do it.
Why are you
apparently,
snorting?
You don't really taste the chocolate when you snort it either, but
what's
when people.
The point?
The people who make it say that it gives you all the health benefits of eating dark chocolate. Without any of the calories.
Okay, people, let's slow it down. Nobody's eating chocolate for health benefits. I mean, we're saying that we are just to give ourselves an excuse to eat the stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. They're missing the point.
Nobody's actually eating a candy bar going like, this is very healthy for me. They're just like, I just want to eat a candy bar.
Yeah.
Even though you don't taste it, it does come in several flavors. Mint chocolate, chocolate mocha.
What's
with hints
point
of coffee, and white chocolate.
What's the point of flavoring anything if you can't taste it?
I guess that's good, too. That's a good point.
So is it safe? The answer, maybe.
Okay.
No.
Snortable chocolate has not been officially approved by the FDA, but it doesn't have to be approved by the FDA because there's a loophole. Technically, the FDA can only approve food that you eat, not snort.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
Oh, come on. I'm sorry. Is it stupid? Yes. Go do lines of chocolate with your friends? Like, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I really want to try it, though.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't
you? Then again, I've never turned down anything that you snort, so I'm going to have to try it and see how it is. I'll let you guys know. Speaking of putting delicious things up your nose, let's bring in Young Jeffrey for the shock collar question of the day, shall we? Young Jeffrey has come to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. And if they get it wrong, it's a little different today. If they get it wrong, normally we sing a song that's been texted in at 78592 and then we get shocked. Mm-hmm. But today, somebody on the text board said, hey, instead of a song, can you guys read a haiku and then get shocked doing that? So
really?
We went online and found a random haiku, and if you get the shock collar question wrong today, you'll be shocked while reading a haiku poem.
Hey, interesting.
Be a quick shock. Right. Those things aren't very long.
Yeah.
Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last, and who'd you get?
Oh, I got Brooke! Oh,
Brooke today.
Nice.
All right.
All right, well.
Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeffrey, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Americans are well known for their love of food, but usually it's for foods that are deep fried or stuffed inside of other foods and then deep fried.
Yeah.
We are not typically renowned for our love of vegetables, which is why a new survey recently came out asking thousands of Americans to name their favorite vegetable to eat. Name the vegetable that came in first place and the vegetable that came in last.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, first, my immediate instinct is carrots.
Yes,
you
carrots
know,
are good. Pretty much everyone loves
and
carrots.
And kids love carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, carrot sticks are maybe the only vegetable that kids love.
And they have a good flavor. I can tell. I think it's
They're
obvious
sweet.
what the bad one is, what everyone hates.
Would you go Brussels sprouts?
No, because I would go broccoli, just because it's broader.
Broccoli.
And most broccoli. Every kid ever hates broccoli.
See,
I agree with Brussels sprouts, but a lot of parents don't like it either, so they don't.
I would go kale for the worst.
Really?
Because a lot of people eat kale, but nobody really ever raves about kale.
Yeah, they just do it because they have to for the health benefits, right? Eggplant's pretty gross, too.
Oh, I love eggplant. See, I like everything.
Be careful saying you like eggplant. Now the text board is going to be filled with all kinds of
things. Hey, you know
question.
What? It's true no matter what way you say it, okay?
Oh, God.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
A new survey recently came out asking thousands of Americans to name their favorite vegetable to eat. What was the vegetable that came in first place and the vegetable that came in last? Remember, this is not what you guys think. It's what America thinks.
Okay.
So don't make this about you.
Okay, Brooke, think about this. What's the one that everyone loves because it doesn't taste like anything? It's 98% water. Cucumbers.
No, that's a fruit,
Oh.
There's seeds.
The first
in it.
Has to be potatoes, French fries. Got to think America's.
Oh, potatoes.
America's.
Potatoes.
Potatoes are good.
He's so right about that.
Dang it. Okay, I'm going to go. People love potatoes
yes.
as their number one. And they hate Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I think she's right.
Okay.
A new survey
asked, potatoes and Brussels sprouts.
A new survey asked thousands of Americans to name their favorite vegetables to eat. After the votes were tallied, number 5 was carrots. Number 4, mushrooms. Mm. Number 3, tomatoes.
Ew. That's a fruit.
This is according to Americans, Brooke.
This is a fruit. Tomatoes are a fruit.
Americans don't know that,
yeah,
Brooke.
That's what I'm saying.
This is an American survey.
Continue.
Number 3 is tomatoes. Number 2 is corn. And the number 1 favorite vegetable is broccoli.
No.
In last place, getting only 12 votes out of 15,000 was kale.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Broccoli trumping.
Yeah.
Think of all the old Americans that would have
surveyed this. This is a bunch of
Americans, Brooke.
No, what do you say?
You guys are
going to
be fighting a bit about this.
That's the dumbest question. Broccoli.
All right,
please.
Well, Brooke got it wrong, and somebody texted in and asked if we could do a haiku today instead of a song. Normally, we get shocked while singing the song of your choosing, so Brooke now has a haiku poem in front of her, and we do have some special haiku music. We'll play that.
Jose just reached in to adjust the shock collar, and it made me shocked. Okay. Batman sees small door. He knows he cannot fit through. Tears flow free now.
That was awesome.
That was deep.
Yeah, thank you for the suggestion on the text board. I like that. It was a very passionate poem. Your phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes.
Moving 92.5's Pick Up Payday.
Hey, Seattle and Tacoma Uber and Lyft drivers.
We've been using you for date nights, concerts, and games for years.
And we love hearing Moving 92.5 when we get in your car.
And now, you're going to get paid for it.
$92 instantly. If any of you Uber or Lyft drivers pick up one of Movin' 92.5's secret riders.
And you're listening to Movin' 92.5.
You get a bonus payday.
$92 instantly.
So thanks for keeping us safe and earning another 5-star rating by playing Seattle's #1 hit music station.
Movin' 92.5.